When I was young, I adopted the strategy of blending in. Don't get noticed. Sit in the middle of the class, preferably behind someone big, not in the teacher's direct line of sight. Now, fast forward to late September, 93 degrees with humidity in New Orleans. I want you to picture this scene. I'm walking on Canal Street. There's lots of traffic. The sidewalk has potholes from bricks washed away by Katrina. Street people with cardboard signs. One lady holding a sign is lying parallel to the walkers on the sidewalk. A security agent encourages her to move on. She does, but returns to the same spot minutes later. Another woman has turned on a faucet and is rubbing water over her face. I'm here at a convention with Susan for her work, but she is really here for the music and the fancy restaurants. Jambalaya, gumbo, crawfish etouffee. That's fun to say. And of course, beignets. I'm looking for a cheeseburger. I find a McDonald's. It's an old, narrow, deep building. You walk way back to order. I see a very pretty Asian girl in short shorts. With her is a lucky doofus of a boyfriend with ready, scruffy beard. The two are totally mismatched. There are several gangly black teens with baseball caps on backwards. A blonde woman in a business suit with white stockings is ordering. I maneuver politely through the crowd, order and take it back to the front, and sit down across from a gray-haired Hispanic man. Then, a very fat man in a blue sweatsuit carrying a folding stool and an electronic megaphone stops to talk with him, apparently friends. The scene is unreal. I think about pretending to read a text on my phone and take a picture of them. The big man says, yes, well, he's the one who will give us the answers. Yes, he knows the true way. I figure it's a reference to Jesus and not Trump. I find him later on a street corner preaching, saying, the good book says he's coming back again, and we better pay attention this time. He's probably right. But back in McDonald's, the blonde woman sits down near me, and in better light, what I thought were white stockings were just her very pale legs. I'm there with my cheeseburger across the street from the expensive hotel where the convention is held. I'm out on my own, wandering around. And you know the strangest thing is about this scene? I blended right in.